25 years, Ronald Wineland has been a minister in God's church. In 1997, he believed that God made him a prophet for this end time. And he's spoken throughout the United States and Europe. His latest book, 2008, God's Final Witness, gives us specific end time prophecies and has already been translated into 60 languages. We do not have a copy of the book, but I have enough questions in my own mind to beg some answers from Pastor Wineland. Let's go to the phone. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes. Where are you calling from? Where are we talking to you from?
I'm in the Cincinnati, Ohio area.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I worked in Parkersburg, West Virginia for the longest 10 months in my entire life.
Oh.
It's terrible. Absolutely awful place. But let me just tell you, you know, I should have questioned their acumen when they hired me to do television weather down there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a mistake. Let me tell you, I've got to put you on the spot here. You believe God made you a prophet for the end time. Tell me how that came to be. Did God speak to you or what? No.
Well, there's a way that God works with human beings. It primarily is through His Spirit. And that's what makes us unique from the animal kingdom. God made us unique in the sense that there is a spirit in the mind of human beings that is not physical. It's not. There's no physical answer to it. It gives us the ability to think and reason, remember, and so forth. And He made us free moral agents. And it is by the power of God's Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit He put in us, but there is a spirit essence in the mind. And He communicates to mankind through His Spirit when He chooses to. And when He does, He reveals things. He, just like in the Scriptures, they come to life. Everything fits together, a hand in glove. And there are certain things concerning prophecy in this end time that God began to reveal about 7 years ago. I didn't really understand that I was given that specific job until about 4 years ago. But He's made it very clear to me what I'm supposed to be doing here, what's coming here in the next year or so. And I thought I'd make one quick correction to something that was said there. It said the book was translated now into 60 languages or whatever.
That's what I'm reading now, yeah.
I think that it was misprinted or something on that because it was very early when it came out in the first month. It went out to 60 different countries. Now it's gone into 115 countries. And it's only been out since December of this past year. So being received quite rapidly around the world, the first book that went out, The Prophesied End Time, was written about 2.5 years ago, and this is just a follow-up to that to explain more of the things that are getting ready to take place. And they begin right here in the United States and Canada and in Western Europe.
Now, I'm curious about all of this. I'm a believer, and I have a strong faith, and I'm no less a sinner than anybody else on the planet. I'm not painting myself into any kind of a saintly corner here, but I want to tell you something. I have a great, strong belief, and obviously you do, and we're not co-religionists in a sense, but we're spiritually bent. And so there are people, whether they would believe it or not, or deny it or not, come down to this, the old saying that there are no atheists in foxholes. You know, it's interesting how that comes to be. And I want to start sketching some of this in. A question has been asked, and I'll repeat it. Was the destruction of the seven towers of the World Trade Center on 9/11 a sign that God's had about had it with us? Because I say that from time to time. I said, you know, I cannot believe that He's going to stand for much more of this stuff. But you tell me about it.
Well, it does have significance in the sense that what happened there is when the sixth seal of the book of Revelation was opened. What happens a lot of times when there are major storms like Katrina, various things happen, whether it be world wars, a couple world wars we've had, a lot of religionists get on the bandwagon. They start talking about, you know, God's doing this and God's doing that and God's upset with us here.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen a lot more over the next year here. And people really don't know what to listen to. They don't know what to believe because look at all the different religions out here and what they're saying, and people don't agree. So That's why the book 2008, God's Final Witness, is written, so that people will know what to listen to when these things start happening.
Well, we've already been told that some of the precursors are going to be earthquakes, are going to be volcanic eruptions, are going to be there are going to be physical signs all around us. Most people today, though, are so blasé about this stuff, they fail to make a connection. I think there is a definite knock on the door. I'm assuming you believe that.
That knock is getting a lot louder this following year. That's what people are going to have to listen to, because we've always had people say, well, you know, we've always had earthquakes, we've always had the bad storms, and that's true. It just happens now is the end time. Now is when these things are going to come about. And the reality is, I've been making this statement several times here to help people be sobered by this, to realize how close this is. We will not have a president take office in 2009, even if we can scrounge together an election in 2008.
Well, you're saying 2008 will be, that's going to be it for us. In a sense, everything starts to really unravel about then, I guess, huh?
As far as the United States is concerned, that will be the beginning of our demise in 2008. There's a period of time in the Bible referred to as the Great Tribulation. It lasts for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the beginning of it. It's one of the first things that takes place. Western Europe, United States and Canada, Australia and New Zealand are the first to fall. It is it's a horrifying picture, but the things referred to in the seventh seal of Revelation, which is what we're waiting for now, what is coming next. And when those things take place, four great events, most of those are nuclear terrorism, when they take place in some of our major cities, like the coordinated attack on 9/11, this is going to be a coordinated attack. Some of the things are going to come in by ship. We don't even have the ability to check all of our containers coming in the United States.
Well, look, I blame the President of the United States. I think he's a capitulator. I think he's buried our Constitution. I think he's a... I'll say it on the air, and I've said it before. I think he's a traitor to the Constitution of this nation. And this is part of what's come upon us. Why the West Coast, though? Why, you say the West Coast of the United States, why does it begin there?
Well, it's not the West Coast, it's all over.
It's all over, okay.
There'll be major port cities. There'll be New York, there'll be areas around Houston, the port cities around down there, San Francisco, Los Angeles, where we have major ports and so forth. All they have to do is coordinate the time ships are coming into a port without ever being checked. Ships are not, they don't go through the containers on the ships before they get there. They can't, it's physically impossible. And even when the containers do get to a port, they can't check all of them. And so that's just a result of, you know, some of what's happening. It doesn't matter who is in office. Politics is politics. The reality is man just cannot govern himself successfully. We can't govern ourselves successfully. We can't bring peace to the Middle East. And God is letting us learn these lessons the difficult way. We go back and forth. We get upset because one president doesn't bring us the answers we want. We elect another one, different party. And it just goes back and forth through time. We're very fickle as a people. And yet we have one of the strongest, the best government the man has ever been able to come up with.
No, we now have the best government money can buy, I've got to tell you.
The world is concerned as far as the democracy is concerned. But the reality is, even with that, man can't govern himself. Look at the United Nations. That's a joke.
No, that was a joke in 1952, for crying out loud. The whole thing is just that these one-worlders, they were off their skulls then. It hasn't gotten any better. This was a communist construct from beginning. The whole idea was brewed in a pot somewhere else, not in this country. And we keep signing on to these stupid arrangements because we don't acknowledge higher authority. Man is going to do it. See, big government today does everything for us, and we can do. Some people would just accept that and do nothing for themselves. And I think
God is getting ready to correct, because man cannot govern himself. It doesn't matter what kind of a system we put in place.
All right.
To govern the world, only God can do that.
You're sitting out there in Cincinnati, and you talk about four powerfully destructive events that will cause the total collapse. Can you enumerate those for me now? Four specific events.
Well, one of the events will be certain inland nuclear bombs that go off, Chicago and certain areas as well. There will be those in some of the port cities. It talks about those things that will die in the ocean and the seas in those areas. One-third of everything close to it is going to die. A lot of the spinoff of those things then is radioactivity. Another large part of the population is going to die because of that. Nuclear weapons, they're going to bring us to our end, our demise here. When you strike Washington, D.C., the government, when you strike New York, when you strike Chicago, all the commodities, all of Wall Street, all the things that keep us going as a nation, everything falters, everything fails. we're not going to be able to govern ourselves. However, there will be an effort to try to retaliate against those who have done this, and candidly, that's when Europe is going to step in. There's going to be a vacuum. They're going to see us as a threat to the world, and they're going to take control. They're actually going to, it's prophesied, they're going to conquer this country. They're going to take control of our government.
Wait a minute. My understanding is that the Russians and the Chinese, who are not our friends, have never been our friends, are going to combine with the intent of crushing Israel and wiping it off the face of the earth. Do you touch upon that?
Yes, I do. That's covered in the book as well. It's what's referred to as the sixth trumpet of the seventh seal. There are seven trumpet blasts. The first four are the demise of the United States. The fifth one is the rise of Europe. The sixth one is when China and Russia come together. They are actually what, you know, a lot of people talk about Armageddon. They don't understand Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
What it is there have been so many nuclear bombs go off. It says in the sixth trumpet, when it opens up, that power in Russia and China, when they come together, it says they're going to destroy a third of all the earth. And actually what takes place because of all the nuclear weapons that have gone off, if it continued on, man would annihilate himself. We have the capacity to do that many times over.
Are we not going to retaliate when we see, for example, Russia and China advancing on us in a very real and material sense?
By that time, we are out of the picture. The United States, Canada, we are no longer viable as nations. Europe will be the power, superpower that emerges. And that's why I mentioned they will conquer this country. They're going to take control because we're not capable of governing ourselves. It's not too far away from some of the movies you see on TV right now, or some of the things taking, like Jericho. That movie there is not too far off base as far as how disorganized things will be in this country. So when Europe steps in, what happens is that Russia and China are not going to allow Europe to take control of Earth. They're going to start their wars. And what happens with Armageddon is that Europe and China and Russia come together there in that area of Megiddo, all the way from Israel, all the way up through the areas of Iraq, and they're going to meet head on because they realize, they know that if they use any more nuclear weapons, they're going to annihilate themselves.
Well, this takes us into about 2012, then. If it begins in 2008, halfway through, that would be about right, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. That's when God steps in. That's the final battle. It's a one-day thing. It lasts for one day. They actually come together. But just like any losing nation would do, they're still going to use nuclear weapons, and that's when man would annihilate himself. It's on that very day that God stops man from doing it. He intervenes. He destroys those nations that are doing this. He says he's going to destroy those who are destroying the earth. He will wipe out much of Europe, much of Russia and China, those nations there, and put an end to all this. And that's when Jesus Christ actually returns to set up a government on this earth. That's what the Jews, during the time of Christ, thought he was coming into Jerusalem to do the very day he died.
Yeah, I know.
And they thought he was coming in to be the Messiah, the Anointed One, which means to be the King at that time. Well, he just came to be our Passover to die, but he's coming the second time to be a King, and he's coming back with tremendous power. And I just thought I'd mention, too, that these books, people can get both of these books, The Prophesied End Time and 2008 God's Final Witness, by going to our website at endtime2008.com, and we'll send them out for free. They can also get them in bookstores and pay for them, but there's no sense in that. So just go to endtime2008.com and we'll send them out free. Because a lot's going to happen this following year, and people need to know what's going on and what they can do and how they can best prepare for some of this.
You say that if people go to endtime.com, you send them the books for free?
Yeah, it's endtime2008.com.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll send them out for free.
Okay, well, I'm certainly curious about that. Now, you know, we don't know the hour or the day, but certainly if we were given all the signs, we were given the signs for a reason, and that would be God is investing in man free will and the free will to repent and turn it around. But I think this globe has been taken over by the pagans, this is why we're at the end of the rope. I believe that we've about played the hand, but you seem to have better evidence of that than I do here.
Well, you are correct in the sense that the world isn't following God. The world never has really followed God.
No.
And God gave man 6,000 years to learn the lesson that we cannot govern ourselves, and that's why he gave us a point in time. That's why technology was withheld for mankind for hundreds and thousands of years. Why? why all of a sudden did it just happen in the last 100 years that we've developed the kind of technology? It's because it was withheld. And because the reality is we wouldn't have lasted 6,000 years. We would have destroyed ourselves a long time ago if we'd had nuclear weapons, nuclear power. Man would have used them many times, and the Earth would have been destroyed many times before this.
All right, here comes the loaded question. What is the United States going to look like by the time Christ returns? You say a third of the Earth will be gone. What is this continent of ours going to look like?
It's going to be very devastated. It's a horrifying story, but the reality is, out of 300 million people here in the United States, that's prophesied that only 10 million will come through this.
Wow.
And the same thing is true for Western Europe, Canada, Australia, the same percentages. And quite candidly, we fare far better than the rest of the world.
So who are the people that are going to survive this Holocaust?
They're going to live into a new world. God's going to reconstruct the entire earth when Jesus Christ returns. But it's going to start out with less population, obviously, by far. There's not going to be a whole lot left in the Far East. India, Russia, China, you know, China, one of the first things they're going to do is destroy areas of India and so forth. They're not going to have anyone standing against them. They're going to take over. And that's massive destruction that's going to take place.
Well, those people are flat out crazy. There's no doubt about that. And are they going to physically invade the United States, Russia, or China? Or are they just going to lob bombs at us?
That's why Europe steps in. They're not going to allow that to happen. It's actually Europe that steps in to take control of us. To what extent and how they do that, it hasn't been fully revealed. They may themselves use some nuclear weapons. We really don't know, but we do know that Europe is going to step in to take control of this government. They're going to do so out of the auspices of saving us, of preventing us from starting more war, so forth, when in reality, they're the ones that's going to be starting it. But it's a horrifying picture, but thankfully it's only going to last for 3.5 years. God's not going to let it drag out for a long period of time.
If I look at Europe, and I think of France and England, they're practically paganized right now, you know.
Yeah, well, they're going to suffer mightily with what's coming.
But they're the ones who are going to step in and save what's left of us.
No, Western Europe is going to be destroyed right along with the United States. It's Germany again, it's Austria, Italy, those nations in through there, just like what happened in World War II, World War I, it's the same nations all over again. It's primarily what's called in the Bible the Assyrian people, the Assyrians who took the Israelites captive up into Europe. When the nation of Israel was taken captive, not Judah where the Israelites are today, where what's called Israel today, it was a northern nation of 10 tribes, and Assyria came down, which is the German people, and they took them captive up into Europe. And they spread throughout Europe, and it's the same people that God is going to use again, he says, to chasten this nation, to help bring an end to all the things that man has been doing for all this period of time.
Well, all right, you have given us much to think about, and your website is endtime2008.com.
Correct.
And there are two books that you'll send out to folks if they request them.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Rineland, I appreciate talking to you this morning. I'm convinced that what worries me is about our children. There is no future for them, unless they're the remnant.
Just for those who live through the 10 million people who live through all this, the rest, there isn't a future right now. There will be a time later on when God will resurrect them, but there is no.
Yeah, I believe that.
So.
Okay.
Man has done this to himself. It's not God's fault, it's man's fault.
No, I understand that. We have the free will. Dr. Rineland, thank you so much for spending this much time with me.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, endtime2008.com. That'll get you the book, 2008, God's Final Witness. And there is another one, but you'll see it when you hit the website, endtime2008.com.